to John S. Doyle once again now for what it says in this morning's newspapers.
The Irish Examiner leads with the news that a Cork-based former dentist who became a major Celtic Tiger property developer, Barry Hart, has had a record €170 million in debts written off by the High Court. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, reports that a ban on bankers' bonuses at banks bailed out by the state that was introduced following the financial crash is to be removed. Pascal Donoghue's surprise parting gift for banks, as it is described in the business pages of the Irish Times. Sean Quinn, former billionaire, also makes the front pages following the first episode of an RTE documentary about him broadcast last night. The Mail calls it a sensational interview. The Irish News says Mr. Quinn admitted he had made plenty of mistakes, but described as soul-destroying the idea that some in his border community turned against him. The Independent, in its lead story, reports that the rental market has shrunk by 43,000 homes in the last 5 years, in a further squeeze on renters, as landlords continue to cash in on their properties and leave the market. For the Times, the main story of the day is that the government has requested that the Spiritan Order, formerly the Holy Ghost Fathers, retain all its assets and maintain all records related to sex abuse allegations in its schools, which have been at the centre of recent claims by former pupils. The Independent front page has a large photograph of Alejandro Michan, a 9-year-old boy. As the paper reports, he was left with life-altering injuries after being mauled by a pit bull terrier while playing near his home in Enniscorthy, County Wexford. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror report that Alejandro is lucky to be alive, and they quote his older brother Raúl as saying he will never be the same again. The decade of centenary commemorations is reaching its end, but according to John Downing in a comment piece in the Irish Independent, this is the most interesting part of all. It is about how rebels successfully questing a large element of independence from a mighty global empire split and began murdering one another in a civil war, he writes. It is worth staying with the history programme, says Downing, because it offers us real learning options about contemporary life, which can guide us towards an uncertain future. In a column in The Examiner, Fergus Finlay celebrates another anniversary, the 30th anniversary of what he says was one of the most turbulent periods in the history of Irish politics, starting with the general election of November 1992. The Labour Party, for which Finlay was working, doubled its number of seats and went into government with Fianna Fáil. The history of Ukraine features in An Irishman's Diary in the Times. Ray Burke writes about the guns captured from the Russians during the Crimean War in 1855, more than 20 of which are on display in Irish towns and cities. The Independent reports in its farming supplement on Tom Gibney and his wife Breda from Meath and Kerry, whose company, trading as Bave, produces top-quality pillows, duvets and other bedding using exclusively Irish wool, predominantly from lowland Texel and Suffolk sheep. Resurrecting the wool industry in Ireland would be like turning around the Titanic. Difficult, but not impossible, says Mr. Gibney.